بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما تقرأ؟
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رضي الله عنكم. فصل: سلوك الطريق على الحقيقة بالعبادات أو بالمقامات أو بالأحوال أو بالأنفاس أو بالمعارف أو بضرب الأمثال أو بالامتثال وحفظ القلوب أو بالمقابلات أو بالقابليات قابليات أو بالمناظرات أو والمجالسات أو بالمحبات أو بالمخالطات والمودات مع حسن الظن وهو من الأخلاق المحمديات أو بالمذاكرات أو بالتصديق والاعتقادات أو بالانقطاع والخدمة أو بالتربية أو بالعلوم اللدنيات.
نعم. تقرأ بالإنجليزي مكتوب عندك.
نعم. He said chapter parentheses on spiritual travel. Traveling the path in reality is through acts of worship, stations, states, breaths, or types of gnosis. It is by striking parables or through obeying while preserving hearts. Or the way is with meetings, aptitudes, or glances and sittings. Or the journey is with loves or associations and affections with good expectation, which is from the Muhammadan qualities. Or it is through mutual admonitions, affirmation, and convictions. Or the path is by devotion and service, instruction parentheses tarbiya, or through divine inspirations.
يتكلم الشيخ عليه رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى ورضوانه في هذا الفصل عن الشؤون التي يتم بها قطع الطريق إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
He said the Sheikh, Allah have mercy upon him, speaks in this chapter of the affairs through which the way is traversed or the spiritual path is traveled.
وجمع أهم وأظهر ما يقطعه الإنسان ويمر به في طريقه قبل وصوله إلى الحق جل جلاله.
And he combined the most important things that the person through which the person passes or through which they traverse the stations on the stations of their way to Allah exalted be He.
وقد علمنا عن أن أصل الطريقة حسن العمل بما جاء به منهج الله في الشريعة الغراء.
And we've known that the basis of the spiritual path is acting well or with excellence according to that which the radiant sacred law has brought.
فقال سلوك الطريق على الحقيقة أي على الوجه الصحيح.
So he said traveling the path in reality, which he explains as meaning in the correct way or the sound fashion.
بهذه الأشياء التي ذكرها وهي كلها مما يصادف السائر في أثناء طريقه.
It is through these things that he has mentioned, and these are all of the things that the spiritual traveler finds along his way.
فقال بالعبادات وهي الأصل والركن والذي يتفرع عنه كل ما ذكر بعده.
And he said is through acts of worship, ibadat, which is the foundation and the pillar, everything else that's mentioned thereafter stemming therefrom.
وفي لفظ العبادات إشارة إلى ما يلزم العابد من التحقق بالعبودية.
And in using the word for worship, ibadat, acts of slavehood, it indicates the quality of realizing the slavehood that the servant should have or be characterized by.
وقال أو بالمقامات أو بالأحوال وهي شؤون تتعلق بالعبادات القلبية.
And he said, or through stations or states, and these are affairs that relate to the qualities of the heart.
فالمقامات ما يرسخ فيه قدم السالك والسائر إلى الله تعالى ويتمكن.
The stations are those phases which the footing of in which the footing of the spiritual traveler is firmly planted.
والحال ما ينازله منه نور ويطرأ عليه ويزول.
And a state is that descension of light that comes and then goes.
ثم إنه سيذكر لنا في فصول الكتاب السابقة مقامات اليقين وهي عشر مقامات يمكن اكتسابها بالصدق والاجتهاد.
And then in the upcoming chapters of the text, he will mention the 10 stations of certitude or certainty yaqeen, and these one can seek the acquisition of those through sincere and genuine striving.
ثم يذكر لنا ما يثمره كل مقام من حال.
And then he will mention the state that is the fruit of each of the stations.
ففي البداية يكون اكتساب هذه المقامات بصدق الوجهة ونظر الشيوخ.
So initially the acquisition or reaching those stations is by having a genuine aspiration and also by the gaze of the shuyukh, the sheikhs.
ثم يثمر هذا المقام الذي يرتقيه الموقن بداية من التوبة الأحال الذي يتعلق به فيكون حالا فإذا صدق في التوجه والتمكن في الحال تحول الحال إلى مقام أيضا وأثمر حالا فوقه.
And he said, so then the station to which the traveler ascends, if they are true, it will produce a state which is a fruit thereof. And then if they continue in their progress earnestly or truly, that station will that initial state will eventually become a firmly grounded station that will produce an additional state as its fruit.
يقول أو بالأنفاس وهي واردات ترد على باطن العبد طيبة في دقائق معاني المعرفة.
And he said, or through breaths and fasts, which he's just explained. These are disseminations that are goodly or pure that come to the heart of the servant, and they are the subtle meanings of certitude.
فالأنفاس جمع نفس وله اصطلاحان في طريق القوم.
And he said, and the word anfas, which I translated as breaths, is the plural of nafas, which literally means breath. However, in the terminology of the folk, the people of Tasawwuf, it has two usages.
أما الأول فالنفس هو عبارة عن اللحظة من الوقت التي يتنفس فيها الإنسان.
He said, as for the first, a breath, a nafas, is used to describe the instant in which a person breathes.
وحفظ هذه الأنفاس هي المحافظة عليها واغتنامها وصرفها فيما هو أولى من قواعد أهل هذا الشيخ.
And preserving these breaths, or you could say being mindful of them and taking advantage of them and persisting in one's journey within each of them, that is from the fundamentals or the axioms of spiritual travel.
ويحرص الصادقون في السير أن يكون دخول كل نفس وخروجه بذكر الله.
And those who are true in their traveling should be avid or strive that they enter each breath and exit each breath with the mention of Allah, the dhikr of Allah.
والنفس بالمعنى الثاني هو الذي ذكرناه سابقا وهو وارد يرد من الله تعالى على القلب في حقائق من أذواق المعرفة.
And he said, and then the second usage is what we mentioned, and it is a dissemination that comes to the heart from Allah with the subtleties or the realities of gnosis, of knowledge of Allah. And I translated it mistakenly initially as certitude.
وهو بهذا يشير إلى أن المحافظة على الأنفاس بمعنى اللحظات ثم كذلك الاستفادة من نفائس الأنفاس الواردات كله معين على السير إلى الرحمن جل جلاله.
And he indicates by this that being mindful, meaning preserving and taking advantage of these breaths, and also receiving the disseminations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are from the means of traveling the path.
أو بالمعارف جمع معرفة وهي إدراك حقيقة من الحقائق.
And he said, or through types of gnosis. That's ma'arif, which is the plural of ma'rifa, and that is comprehending the spiritual realities.
وفيه أن هذه المعارف بأنواعها تكون في الطريق قبل الوصول وأما المعرفة الخاصة بالله تبارك وتعالى فهي التي تحصل للواصل إلى الله.
And he said, and these types of gnosis, these are knowledges that come, and actually we would have translated differently, but they're types of knowledge that come along the journey. As for the person who has arrived, then it is gnosis, and that is not ma'rifa, knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَلَا يَحْسِبُ مَنْ انْكَشَفَتْ لَهُ حَقِيقَةٌ فِي مَعْنًا لِآيَةٍ أَوْ حَدِيثٍ أَوْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ شُؤُونَ الطَّرِيقِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ وَصَلْ.
So someone should not believe if they've had a reality of a meaning of a verse, for instance, unveiled to them, they should not think that they've reached Allah just because of that unveiling of that specific reality.
فَإِنَّ هَذِهِ الْمَعَارِفُ جُنُودٌ تُعِسَاعِدُهُ عَلَى السَّيْرِ وَتَزُجُّ بِهِ إِلَى الْقُرْبِ.
And he said, these types of knowledges are legions or armies that aid him in his journey and assist him in drawing nearer.
فَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَوَّى فِي سَيْرِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِجَمْعِ هَذِهِ الْمَعَارِفُ وَلَمَّهَا وَتَكَاثُرِهَا عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى تُنْتِجَ لَهُ نُورَانِيَةً قَوِيَّةً فِي سَيْرِهِ فَرُبَّمَا تَحَوَّلَ إِلَى طَائِرْ بَعْدَ أَنْ يَكُونَ سَائِرْ.
And he said, so he continues to travel and continues to be stronger and be surrounded by these knowledges that are given to him until they may become much and the light assist him. And then from having been someone that was traveling by foot or walking, he will become or she will become like a bird flying in their spiritual travel.
قال أو بضرب الأمثال وذلك أنها تحتوي الأمثال على دقائق من المعاني إنما يدركها العقلاء العلماء. قال تعالى وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
And he said, or by striking parables, and these parables carry subtle meanings that are only understood by the people of intellect and the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these parables and said, in translation of the meaning of the verse, that those parables or those amthal, they're not understood save by those who are possessors of knowledge.
وفي ضرب الأمثال معاونة لفكر الإنسان ومداركه لاكتشاف كثير من الحقائق.
And in striking parables, there is an aid for the person's reflection as well as his comprehension of many spiritual realities.
قال أو بالامتثال ومعناه درجة خاصة في حسن الامتثال مبادرة إليه وإتقانا له وحضورا فيه.
And he said, oh, through obeying, and that is by a goodly obeying and following the commands and traveling thereby.
وهو الذي ذكر عن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم فيما يلحظه اللاحظ لأول وهلة فيقول وإذا أمر أمرا ابتدروا أمره.
And this was observed about the companions that when he would merely make a command, they would immediately apply that or affect implement his command. And they said that if he gave an order, they would immediately rush to fulfill it.
ويشير إليه ما قال سيدنا الكليم موسى على نبينا وعليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى.
And this is indicated by what Allah revealed as the saying of Musa, may peace be upon him and our prophet, and I rush to you, O my Lord, that you may be well pleased.
هو الذي أثر عن سيدنا إبراهيم الخليل وهو أول من اختتن فأمره الله تعالى بالاختتان فباشر مباشرة أول ما فرض عليه وهو ابن 80 سنة فأدى المهمة في غاية السرعة امتثالا لأمر الله.
And this was also conveyed from Ibrahim when he was commanded to circumcise himself, and he was 80 years old when he was commanded. He immediately effected this command.
وبهذا ندرك أن كل ما ذكر من العبادات والمقامات والأحوال وما غيرها تكون للسائرين ثم تكون للواصلين لكن بشان وحال ومقام أرفع لائق بالواصلين فهم يشتركون فيها من حيث الاسم ويختلفون من حيث الرتبة.
And he said, and also this, we understand from this that all that has been mentioned up to this point, this is for the spiritual travelers as well as those who have arrived. However, those who have arrived, they do these things with a shan, which is like an affair, as well as a state and a station that is more sublime than those who are just still travelers.
قال وحفظ القلوب هي عن الشوائب وعن جميع الصفات الذميمة.
And he said, and protecting, preserving hearts, meaning from types of impurities that would mix with them and anything of that nature.
ويتعلق بذلك حفظها عن أن تستقر فيها الخواطر السيئة.
And protecting the hearts from wicked thoughts or notions taking root in them is related to this.
بل حفظها عن أي معنى من معاني الغفلة في أي لحظة.
Rather, protecting them from any meaning of heedlessness in any instant.
بل دوام الذكر سلطان في القرب إلى الله.
Rather, by persisting in dhikr, which is like an emperor of the acts of nearness, of drawing nearer to Allah.
يقول أو بالمقابلات وهي مقابلة أجلاها وأجلها للشيوخ المربين.
And he said, or it is with meetings, and these are meetings or associations, the greatest of them and the most manifest and light of them is meeting the shuyukh of tarbiyah, of spiritual instruction.
وعبرهم تكون مقابلة الأوامر ومقابلة المعاني ومقابلة الواردات.
And he said, and through them one receives the commands and receives the meanings and receives the disseminations of meanings that come to the heart from Allah, واردات.
قال أو بالقابليات وهي الاستعداد لاستقبال الأمر يقال فيه قابلية إذا كان صالحا لأن يستقبل الأمر وينتفع به ويحصل أثره فيه.
And he said on aptitudes, which means the readiness the person has to receive the command, and that's describing the aptitude that they have to receive the command and benefit thereby and apply.
فوجود القابليات مساعد ومعين على قطع الطريق.
And he said, so having these aptitudes is an aid and a help in traveling the spiritual path.
قال أو بالمناظرات وهي مقابلات المعارف والعلوم بعضها ببعض لينتج عنها بعد ذلك علم زائد.
And he said, or it is through glances, and that is the meeting of types of gnosis and types of knowledge, so that they will strengthen each other.
فهي بهذا المعنى نظر في علم مقابل علم أو معلومة مقابلة معلومة يزدوجان فينتج منهما علم ثالث.
And this is, or these are glances, or you could say discussions as well between a type of knowledge and a type of knowledge, such that they produce the fruit of an additional knowledge.
ولها معنى آخر أيضا في السير إلى الله وهو النظر إلى وجوه العارفين والصالحين.
And he said, and it has another meaning, and that's actually the meaning that we initially translated by in traveling to Allah, and it is gazing at the faces of the Gnostics. But the other, this for the first meaning is more like discussions, or you wouldn't say debates, but discussions.
من نظر إليهم بعين المحبة والرحمة والتعظيم يستنزل منهم نظرهم أيضا بعين العطف والإمداد فهي مناظرة.
And he said, so looking at them with the eye of love and mercy and magnification seeks a gaze from them that descends of aid and of spiritual assistance. So we call them munadharati, and which you could say are mutual glances.
وقد كانوا يقولون من لم ينظر إلى وجه مفلح فكيف يفلح.
And they used to say, someone who does not look at the face of someone who is felicitous, how will he ever be felicitous?
وقالوا أيضا ومن نظر إلى وجه مفلح محبا معظما مواليا فكيف لا يفلح.
And they say that someone who looks at the face of someone who is felicitous, loving and magnifying and which with allegiance, how would they not be felicitous?
وفي إثبات أثر النظر والرؤية نقرأ في صحيح الإمام البخاري حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the effects of gazes, we read in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is in the sound compendium of Imam Bukhari.
يغزو فئام من الناس فيبطئ عليهم الفتح فيبال هل فيكم من رأى رسول الله.
He said a group will make a military campaign and their victory will be delayed. So they'll say, is there amongst you someone who has seen Allah's messenger?
يعني هذا في وقت قد قل فيه الصحابة ولم يبقى إلا أفراد منهم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا فيقال نعم فيستفتحون بهم فيفتح لهم.
And that wasn't meaning, he's explaining that that was in a time when there were few companions, so only a few of them remained. So they'll say yes, meaning yes, there is someone who saw him. So they'll seek victory through them and they will be granted victory.
قال ثم يغزو فئام من الناس فيبطئ عليهم الفتح فيقال هل فيكم من رأى من رأى رسول الله.
And then he said that then another group will make a military expedition and their victory will be delayed. So they'll say, is there among you someone who has seen someone who saw Allah's messenger?
يعني في وقت قد انقرض فيه الصحابة وبقي بعض التابعين قال فيقال نعم فيستفتحون بهم فيفتح لهم.
So this is a time and when there were no more companions and just a few of the followers, the tabi'un, remained. So it will be said, yes, they will seek victory through them and they will be granted victory.
قال ثم يغزو فئام من الناس فيبطئ عليهم الفتح فيقال هل فيكم من رأى من رأى من صحب رسول الله.
And then a group will make an expedition and their victory will be delayed. So they will say, is there someone among you who saw someone who saw someone who kept the companionship of Allah's messenger?
قال فيفتح لهم.
And then he said, so they will be granted victory.
فأثبت صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا استمرار أثر النظر ولو تمادى.
And so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed the persistence of the effect of these gazes even over an extended period of time.
وهو السر الذي نتوخاه ونتطلبه عند النظر إلى من في زمننا من العارفين والصالحين. تسلسل ذلك السر إلى الوجه النبوي.
And this is the secret that we aspire to by looking at the gazes, looking at the faces of the knowers of Allah in our time, the connected transmission or connection of those faces back to the face of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ووجه نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الوجه الواحد في الخلائق الذي مكن من النظر إلى وجه الله الكريم.
And the face of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the only face among all creatures which was given to look at the noble countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وفي إشارة إلى هذا المعنى وصف الحق أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه فقال سيماهم في وجوههم.
And in indicating this meaning, Allah described the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying that their signs are in their faces.
في ذلك كانوا يقولون من لم ينفعك لحظه لم ينفعك لفظه.
And in this meaning they used to say someone whose gaze does not benefit you neither will his speech.
ويقول بعض العارفين كنت جالسا عند الشيخ أبي بكر بن سالم فألقى نظرة على الحاضرين فوقع عيني على عيني وهو ينظر فأحسست بأثر هذه النظرة في قلبي بعد 40 سنة.
One of the knowers of Allah said, I was in a gathering with a Shaykh Abu Bakr bin Salim, and he gave a gaze to the people who were present, and his gaze, his and my eyes met, and I felt the effect of that gaze 40 years later.
فَإِنَّ بَذْرَةَ الْخَيْرِ لَبُدَّ أَن تُثْمِرُ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ.
And he said, a good seed will invariably bear fruit, even if it's after some time.
قَالَ وَالْمُجَالَسَاتِ وهو أساس من الأسس وبه فضل الصحابة على من دونهم لمجالستهم خير البرية صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said, or sittings, which means being in company, and this is one of the fundamental foundations
And this is the reason for the virtue of the companions of Allah's Messenger over other than them, because they sat in the company of Allah's Messenger.
وفي التراجم والمناجب على مدى القرون إذا ترجموا لأحد يذكرون وجالس فلان وصحب فلان تأدب بفلان لزم فلان لازم فلانا إشارة إلى أثر السراية التي تسري من المجالسة.
And he said, and in the biographies of the pious of the past, they'll say he kept the company of so-and-so, or he sat with so-and-so, or he acted with the adab, the manners of so-and-so, or he maintained the company of so-and-so. And that is indicating the flowing of meanings that occurs in these gatherings or these sittings.
قال أو بالمحبات وهي غلبة المحبة للحق ورسوله على القلب.
And he said, or it is with, or the journey is with loves, and that is an overcoming love, a love for Allah and His Messenger which overcomes the heart.
فأولى وأول ما يتفرع عن صدق محبة الله صدق محبة الرسول محمد.
He said, the first thing that stems from true love of Allah is true love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فيكون عند المحب الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما جميعا.
So the lover, to the lover, Allah and His Messenger will be more beloved to them than everything other than them.
ويتفرع عن محبة الله ورسوله محبة الأنبياء والمرسلين والصالحين والعبادات والطاعة والمقربين والشيوخ الذين يدلون على الطريق.
And all other types of love stem from love for Allah and His Messenger, for the prophets and the messengers and the pious, and as well as the shuyukh that we love.
قال أو بالمخالطات يعني الاختلاط بالناس لخدمتهم ونفعهم مع الصبر عليهم وكف الأذى عنهم.
He said, or it is with associations that you could also say is mixing, and that is mixing with people by giving them service and trying to benefit them and also prevent harm from them.
الأول مودات وهي ود المؤمنين عامة وخاصتهم خاصة مع حسن الظن.
And he said, or it is with affections, and that is love for the believers in general and the elect of them in specific, with good expectation, حسن الظن.
وحسن الظن يأتي حتى في العاصي والمخالف.
And he said, and we even have a good expectation, or you could say a good opinion, even of someone who is a sinner and who is disobedient.
وليس معنى حسن الظن فيه أن تجره على المعصية أو تسكت عن نصيحته.
And he said, and having a good opinion of him does not mean that you condone his sin or that you refrain from giving him advice.
ولكن حسن الظن فيه أن تتوقع توبته وأن يغفر الله له وتتوقع له حسن الخاتمة.
He said, however, having a good opinion of him is that you expect that Allah, or you deem it likely that he will repent and that Allah will forgive him, and that have a good ending, meaning a good death.
فَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا الْوَاجِبْ مَعَ الْعَاصِي فَكَيْفَ بِالطَّائِعِ.
He said, if this is our obligation even with a sinner, then how should our obligation be with someone who's obedient?
فَكَمْ بِحُسْنِ الظَّنِّ مِنْ إِمْدَادِي.
So he said, how much aid or spiritual aid is there in having good expectations or good opinions? He said, someone attained this who was someone of conviction. Who had a conviction about someone who was concealed, who was a true imam and a guide. People thought this imam, people deemed this imam as merely someone who was ignorant.
فكم خفيف الناس من مسكيني.
And he said, so how many a needy person was concealed among people.
قد امتلا من صفوة اليقين.
Who was filled with pure certitude.
وهان بين الحق وهان بين الناس ذو طمرين.
And he said, the one of two garments was insignificant among people.
وهو لدى الحق عظيم عالي.
And he with the haq, meaning the real Allah, was magnificent and sublime.
رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ مَدْفُوعٍ بِالْأَبْوَابِ لَا يُوبَهُ لَهُ لو أقسم على الله لأبر قسمه يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, many a person is of disheveled hair and is dusty and is turned away from the doors or no consideration is given to them. Were he to swear an oath, Allah would cause that oath to be fulfilled.
وحسن الظن بالمسلمين الكل فلزم.
And they say, persist in having a good opinion of all Muslims.
ولا بالمدح تفرح ولا تتعب من الذم.
And do not be happy about flattery, nor were grieved by criticism.
قال عن حسن الظن مع المخالطة والمودة وهو من الأخلاق المحمديات.
And he said about this good expectation or good opinion with love and association, this is from the Muhammadan qualities.
يعني من أبرز ما جاء في وصف الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أعظم ما رب أمته عليه.
This meaning that this is one of the most manifest qualities of the beloved, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also one of the great qualities that he reared or instructed his nation to have.
بقيت بعض المظاهر المعدودة من ما هو في سلوك الطريق.
And he said, so there's some there's a limited number of manifestations of traveling of the path that remain.
وقدي انتهى الوقت.
He said, however, the time has caught us. Our time has come to an end.
وكل الذي ذكره وما بقي قال لا يمكن إلا بقصد شيخ عارف.
And he said, and everything that remains, he said that this is not possible save without seeking a sheikh who is a knower of Allah.
فما بقي وما يتعلق بذكر الشيخ يأتي في الدرس المقبل إن شاء الله.
He said, so these remaining qualities here and also the discussion of the sheikh that is a knower of Allah, that remains for the next lesson إن شاء الله.
وما بقي من الدقائق نجعله للأسئلة.
And he said, and in the remaining minutes, we will take questions.
حضرت من الأسئلة هناك حق الأسبوع اللي قبل الماضي.
تصفحتها و يعني رأيتها غير متعلقة بموضوع الدرس بخصوص ففي أسئلة تطلع الآن وكذلك عبد
الله.
He said, this is من عبد القادر لا يقول أين هو. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. I am a new Muslim, 20 years old from America. I have the book of du'as Khulasa fi Awrad. How shall I approach using this book daily? Right now I am reading the du'as after Salat and Wird al-Latif in the morning and Wird al-Haddad in the evening. Is that where I should be starting? And also please pray for me. Wassalam. Hadha la yadhkur al-makan. La yadhkur annahu min al-Qadr. Bismillah. Assalamu alaykum. Ana Muslim jadid wa umri 20 sana.
Barakallahu fi.
Wa ana min America. Li kitab al-Khulasa. في أوراد كيف أستفيد من هذا الكتاب يوميا الآن أقرأ الأدعية بعد الصلاة وورد اللطيف في الصباح وورد الحداد كأنه يقصد الراتب في المساء هل ينبغي أن أبدأ هنا ويطلب منكم كذلك الدعاء والسلام
بارك الله فيك وهذا مظهر من مظاهر توفيق الله أعطاك إياه.
He said, may Allah bless you, and this is a manifestation of Allah's enabling grace, His tawfiq, which He's given you.
وما ذكرته من المواظبة على أذكار ما بعد الصلاة والورد والراتب هو كاف لك في البداية.
He said, and what you've mentioned of persisting in the dhikrs after the prayer as well as the wird and the ratib, that is sufficient for you in the beginning.
واشغل باطنك ولسانك في كل أوقات الفراغ بلا إله إلا الله.
And he said, and engage with your inward, meaning your heart, and with your tongue in all of your free times with the saying, La ilaha illallah.
واجعل هذا الذي ذكرته ملتزما لك تواظب عليه.
And make this which you've mentioned something that you continue and persist in.
وعند وقت النشاط والفراغ لا بأس أن تزيد من الخلاصة أذكارا أخرى.
And when you have free time and you're energetic, there's no harm in reading other invocations that are mentioned in the Khulasa.
لكن لا تلزم نفسك في البداية إلا بذاك المقدار.
He said, however, don't make yourself maintain initially other than this which you've mentioned.
وعند مرور الأوقات يتسع مقداره ما تلتزم بشيئا فشيئا.
And he said, and when as time passes, the amount that you continually persist in will gradually expand.
نحمد الله على نعمة الإسلام والله يثبتنا وإياك عليه.
We praise Allah for the blessing of Islam and we ask Allah to make you and us firm therein.
سيدة من أخت مريم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الشيخ العزيز. Dearest Sheikh, my question is, I have dealt with different illnesses and medical conditions all my life and I am almost 40 years of age. Does that mean that Allah is punishing me? من أخت اسمها مريم تقول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله يا شيخ عزيز. سؤالي أني ابتليت بأمراض متنوعة في حياتي كلها وعمري يقرب من 40 سنة. هل معنى ذلك أن الله يعذبني؟
الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام. معنى كل ذلك أن الله يريد أن يثيبك.
He said, praises for Allah for the blessing of Islam and the meaning of all of that is that Allah wishes to reward you.
ويعظم ثوابك بحسن الصبر والرضا بقضاء الله.
And you will have a great or immense reward by having good patience and also being receiving Allah's decree with satisfaction.
مع استعمال الأسباب في المداواة والتفويض إلى الله.
And also using the means to remedy yourself, though turning the affair, the results over to Allah.
وقد أراد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة أن يخطب امرأة. فأراد بعضهم أن يمدحها عنده فقال إنها لم تمرض قط فقال لا خير فيها وتركها.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once wanted to propose to a woman. So someone said, meaning to flatter her, she's not ever been sick. So he said, then there's no good in her, and he didn't propose to her.
وكان كثير من العارفين إذا مر عليه وقت لم يطرأ فيه عليه أثر من مرض خاف على نفسه.
Many of the knowers of Allah, if a period of time passed and they didn't have any sickness, he would fear for himself.
وقد ذكروا أن فرعون مضى عليه 40 عاما لم يطرقه مرض ولم يضرب له عرق وصل إلى الدعاء الربوبية.
And they mentioned that Fir'aun had 40 years in which he never was sick or did he have any pain. And that was a cause in his making the false claim to divinity.
As-salamu alaykum. The questioner says, our family is a very broken family and dysfunctional. No agreement or support when needed. I heard Habib Ali, Allah preserve him, once say to make dua for such a family in the middle of the night. What dua can one make to connect to God to repair and heal our family, especially members who are having marital disputes going from one marriage to another? They are not willing to seek knowledge. بالخلاصة تقول السلام عليكم عائلتنا يعني تقول مكسورة وهناك كثير من عدم انسجام وليس هناك تعاون واتفاق إذا يحتاج إلى ذلك. وسمعت أن الحبيب علي حفظه الله قال أن يدعى لأمثال هذه العائلة في جوف الليل. فأي دعاء يمكن أن يدعو به الإنسان يتوجه إلى الله ليصلح ويعافي ونتوجه إلى الله ليصلح ويعافي عائلتنا لا سيما من لهم مشاكل بين الزوجين أو طلاق وزواج آخر بعد الطلاق وهم ليسوا على استعداد ليطلب العلم.
نعم. يكثرون من آيتي ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين.
He said that the person should make much of the dua, ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Oh my Lord, indeed I've been afflicted with harm and you are the most merciful of the merciful.
ويكررون فيك يا لطيفا بخلقه يا عليما بخلقه يا خبيرا بخلقه ألطف بنا يا لطيف يا عليم يا خبير.
And also he should repeat the dua, Ya Latif and Bikhalki, O the one who has gentle kindness or subtle kindness to his creation, Ya Alim and Bikhalki, O one who is all knowing of his creatures, Ya Khabir and Bikhalki, one who is well aware of his creatures, Utluf Bina, Ya Latif, Ya Alim, Ya Khabir, show us this lutuf, this subtle gentle kindness, O Latif, O Alim, O Khabir.
Thumma inda du'a fi jufa layli wa ghayri, يذكرون للحق تعالى أحوالهم فيدعونهم بصلاحها حالا فحالا بأسمائهم.
And in the midst of the night, the questioner should mention these circumstances to Allah, circumstance after circumstance, and pray for them each by name.
ويبتدون الدعاء بالحمد لله والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويختمونه كذلك.
And they should begin their dua with praise of Allah and blessings on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And similarly, they should complete their dua with these. As-salamu alaykum. Over the past year, I have been having visions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have been awake when I have the visions, although in a trance-like state. They have been beautiful and spiritually uplifting. However, I don't understand why I go into this trance-like state. Can Habib Umar explain this? I have no control over it. السؤال سائلة تقول السلام عليكم منذ سنة لي رؤيا متعددة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنت مستيقظة آنذاك لكن في حال يغلب علي يعني وتقول هي جميلة وروحانية وترفعني لكن لا أفهم لماذا أكون في هذا الغلبة ترانس يعني هذا الغلبة ويمكن أن يفسر هذا للحبيب عمر هذا لي وليس لي لا تصرف لي في هذا لا أملكه
توثق رابطتها بالشيخ الذي اتصلت به في الطريق.
She should make firm the connection that she has to the Shaykh through whom she connected to the spiritual path.
وكل هذه الواردات قد تضعف لها القوى ولكن هذا الضعف يتداوى بواسطة المجاهدة ونظر الشيوخ.
And he said all of these disseminations of meanings, they come and they may weaken one's strength. However, that will subside by mujahada, by spiritual straddling, and a connection to the sheikhs.
ثم إن كل هذا مما يعرض في الطريق لا يعول عليه ولا يظن أنه الوصول إلى الغاية.
All of these are things that occur on the path. One shouldn't depend on them, nor should one think that one has arrived because of them.
ولكن إن يكون من عند الله يمضي.
However, if it is from Allah, it's praiseworthy. As-salamu alaykum. How can one truly let go of one's affairs and leave his or her affairs entirely to Allah? The nafs protests because it wants a particular outcome, but the intellect knows that Allah is the master of all things. Jazakumullah khairun. As-salamu alaykum. كيف يستق الإنسان في تفويض أموره إلى الله كليا والنفس تعترض وتصر على شيء معين لكن العقل يعلم أن الله هو مالك كل شيء. لا مالك.
نعم. مهما كانت من منازعة للنفس وورود خواطر من قبلها لا تضر في التفويض إذا استقر.
He said the protest of the lower self, the nafs, and the notions of that occur, they don't harm one's in turning one's affairs over or making tafweed of one's affairs to Allah if that is firmly settled or is stable.
إنما يناقضه الاعتراض على قضاء الله تعالى أو الجزع به.
He said it is only vitiated or nullified by objecting to Allah's decree or having jaza, which is like impatience or perturbedness with the decree.
وإنما يستقر التفويض إلى الله تبارك وتعالى بإطمئنان القلب إلى أنه الأعلم بمصالح عباده والأرحم بهم.
And this tafweed, consigning one's affairs to Allah, is only made stable by knowing that Allah knows best what is in the interest of the servants and He's the most merciful to them.
مع تقويم وتقوية الاعتماد عليه والاستناد إليه تعالى.
And he said, with rectifying and strengthening one's dependence and reliance upon Him.
والرضا بما به يقضي ويقدر.
And also being satisfied with His ordination, His and His decree.
مع السعي في الأسباب بمقتضى الشريعة.
And also using the means according to the dictates of the sacred law. If we can also send, if the question is mentioned where they're from, بعضهم جدد فربما فهموا أنهم عليهم من يقول منين هم. As-salamu alaykum, can Habib suggest something which can increase us in our abilities to wake up during the night for prayer? And also, how can one cut down their eating to traverse the path and remove self from the dunya? As-salamu alaykum, هل يمكن للحبيب أن ينصح هنا كيف نتقوى في قيام في قيام الليل وكذلك كيف نقلل الأكل لنستعين على على قطع الطريق وكذلك نخرج الدنيا يعني كأنهم قسم نزهد في الدنيا.
نعم. أما قيام الليل فبالهمة والعزيمة والنظر في الفضائل والثواب فيه.
He said aspiration is by standing the night in prayer is by aspiration and resolve and also studying the virtues of doing so.
وبالاستغفار قبل غروب الشمس.
And also saying أستغفر الله prior to sunset.
وبعمارة ما بين المغرب والعشاء.
And also using the time between Maghrib and Isha in worship or making it thrive literally with worship. And also by being mindful of the invocations, the dhikrs of sleep, of going to sleep. And he said, and as for decreasing one's consumption of food, one does this gradually, in gradual stages, and does so little by little.
فليترك ولو مقدار لقمة مما يأكله في وجباته.
And he said, and the person stops or refrains from even the amount of one morsel or one bite from what they normally eat in their meals. Meaning they normally eat so and so many bites, they decrease it by one bite.
وأما الزهد في الدنيا فبكثرة تذكر المآل والمصير والآخرة وما أعد الله فيها.
And he said, as for abstinence, zuhud, or being indifferent to the world, which is the way I translated your question, he said, it's by remembering the place of our final return and the place that we will reach in the hereafter.
وتكرير النظر في حقارة الدنيا وفيما فعلت بأربابها على مدى القرون.
And repeatedly reflecting about the lowliness of the world and what the world, the dunya has done to the people that were possessors thereof through the various ages.
ثم تأمل أخبار النبيين والزهاد في الدنيا.
And then also pondering the accounts of the prophets and those who were abstinent, who were unattached to the world. Of the pious. I am living with my husband and four children in a completely non-Muslim environment. And what are the most important things we can do to maintain our iman and encourage our children's iman? سائلة تقول أنا أعيش مع زوجي وأولادنا الأربعة في بيئة غير مسلمة. وما أهم الأشياء يمكن أن نقوم بها للمحافظة على الإيمان ولي يعني نحث أولادنا على الإيمان أو نكثر من يعني نكثر إيمان أولادنا
أداء الفرائض والحرص على الجماعة.
He said, fulfilling one's obligations and be striving to pray in congregation.
وأخذ النصيب من تلاوة القرآن والأذكار.
And also having some portion of reciting the Quran and doing dhikrs.
وحسن التخلق وكثرة ذكر أخبار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And also by inducing oneself to show good character and also studying the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وانتهى الوقت الآن والله يجي أفضل الجزاء وأتمه أهل هذا المؤسسة سني بس ويجعل فيهم البركة في جميع ما يقومون به والنفع العظيم لجميع المسلمين.
And so the time has come to an end, and may Allah reward well the people of this institution, Sunni Path, and may Allah make them give through them a magnificent benefit to the Muslims.